he could have got them all together at the 50th anniversary, we'd have all been alive.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of them were still not in this area at that time. A
couple of them.
You mentioned the vegetable cellar. So y'all grew, y'all had a garden?
We did.
Okay.
Some ranch people didn't have, but
okay.
We always had a big garden.
Great. Tell me what you grew.
Well, you could raise radishes and lettuce and onions and spinach and carrots, parsnips, potatoes.
Cabbage?
Couldn't raise cabbage. Wasn't enough, long enough season for, once in a while you might get a head of cabbage. But our season's pretty short. You can't raise tomatoes or cantaloupe or roasting ears,
corn.
Anything like that up here.
Yeah, roasting ears is what?
Corn.
Okay. And is that what you call it when you eat it?
I do.
Okay. What do you call that?
Corn on the cob.
Okay. The things that you pull off the corn when you're...
The husks.
Okay. And the little thin strands?
Silk.
Okay. You mentioned potatoes. What kinds of potatoes? Were there different kinds?
Yeah, we had two or three different kinds. We had russets, and we had some that were almost a purple color on the outside. They were called Blue Mechanics.
Blue Mechanics.
Blue Mechanics.
Macintosh.
Okay, Macintosh. Oh, okay. earlier you mentioned, you said it's too cold to grow tomatoes, but you said you had tomato soup. Did y'all
canned.
Buy, you buy, you canned,
canned tomatoes.
You bought that in a store?
Yes.
Okay. I was wondering if you ever saw any of the little tiny tomatoes, what you'd call them?
I don't know what to call them.
Okay. I wonder if you'd ever heard the word cherry tomato.
Yes, I have.
Okay, great. Did you grow any beans? Or is it too cold?
Yes, you could have string beans.
Okay.
They never ripen until you'd have dry beans, but you could raise string beans and peas. You can raise peas here.
Okay. String beans, that's a green, is that like a green bean?
Green beans.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't have had any dry beans like pintos or anything like that, would you?
No, the season's not long enough here for them to ripen.
Okay. Okay. Did they grow any beets in this area?
Yes. You raise beets.
Were those the red beets or?
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if they ever had any.
Sugar beets?
Yeah.
No, they never had them here. There wouldn't be. They'd be too far from a.
Rutabagas.
Factory. Rutabagas and turnips, yeah, you can raise them.
Okay. Yeah, those are kind of a little cold weather.
Yes.
They grow pretty well in the cold weather when it
their
begins to get cold.
Their season's pretty short.
One other vegetable I was wondering about, it's a yellow one that kind of grows on a vine, lays on the ground.
Pumpkins and squash, you can't raise them here.
Okay. They're just too cold.
Too short a season.
You really are limited as to what you can grow in this
really
area.
Are, because we have frost clear through June sometimes.
We have freezing weather 12 months a year.
Yeah, it's been known to freeze every month, you know, some year. So it's, you're just lucky when you raise anything, I guess.
fruit wouldn't grow in this area at all, would it?
Well, we have strawberries and two crab apples.
Crab apples, raspberries, gooseberries.
Okay.
Quite a few berry crops.
Huckleberries.
Okay. Anything like a cherry?
No.
Choke cherry?
Choke cherries, yes.
Okay. What do you call that hard thing inside the cherry?
Seeds.
Okay. I was wondering when you ate other fruit, do you buy other fruits in the store?
Yes.
Okay. What kind of fruits could you buy in the old days in the store canned?
Well, we always had grapes every fall. People would bring grapes in, and we had peaches and pears, apricots, plums.
Okay.
I guess just about every kind was brought in, cherries.
Okay.
Those stones were pits.
Yeah.
Called pits. Okay. Yeah, that's an. How about inside the peach? What would you call that hard thing?
Seed, I call it, but
okay.
I guess it
that's
could
a pit.
Call
it.
You call it a pit. Okay.